Okay, so this is a mindfulness exercise. I'd like you to make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and your arms. Find a comfy spot for your head. And for the first few moments, just focus on breathing nice and deep and slow. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing nice and deep and slow. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Just helping yourself get connected to the moment you're in. Feel the contact between the furniture and your body, underneath your hands, your arms, your legs, feeling your feet flat on the floor, just taking a few moments to shake off the moment that was, the moment that'll be, and instead get into the moment that is. So just focusing on your breathing and grounding into this moment. So as you continue to focus on your breathing, focus on the contact of your body with the furniture, I'm just going to explain the exercise to you. So this mindful acceptance exercise is about becoming more aware of thoughts, feelings, somatic experience, urges, behaviors, and being with, allowing yourself to be with them, to stay with them, to experience them as they truly are, and not as our minds tell us they are. So this mindful acceptance exercise is about being one with the feeling, one with the thought, without fusing with it, without identifying with it, magnifying it, or minimizing it. So this exercise, you'll discover over repeated practice, it doesn't matter how bad the emotion you're experiencing is. It neither lasts forever, nor does it do you any harm. So throughout this exercise, the idea is to bring some compassion, to bring kind awareness, to bring a gentle allowing to whatever and anything you're experiencing. It's about staying with the emotions, with loving kindness, allowing, compassion, and acceptance. Bringing as much warmth, as much caring to the situation as you can. Learning in a very concrete way that emotions are not the enemy. Mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with time, with practice. The goal is to develop this skill so strongly you can apply it to any time, any place in your life. There's no right or wrong way to practice this skill. The important thing is to simply commit to practicing, to do the exercise day in, day out, so that your ability to become more aware grows stronger. The skill grows stronger with practice, just like anything in life. The more we practice it, the better we get at it. So generally, at first, it's best to practice in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. And it's generally easier at first to listen to the recording. But then after repeated practice and familiarity with the exercise, you'll be able to do it on your own in the moment. And that's the gold standard. So again, making yourself comfortable. Sitting comfortably with your feet flat on the floor. Your legs and your arms uncrossed. A comfortable position for your head. Eyes closed, focusing on your breath. Bringing awareness to the physical sensations in your body, whatever they may be. Awareness to the sensations of touch and pressure. Awareness to the sensation of where your body makes contact with the chair or the floor. And then slowly bringing your attention to the gentle rise and fall of your breathing, to the gentle rise and fall of your chest and your belly. Just noticing how your breath is like an ocean wave. Your breath is always there. Notice its rhythm in the body. Notice the gentle rolling nature. Focus on each inhalation and each exhalation. take a few moments to really feel these sensations, to notice these sensations. And there's no need to control your breathing in any particular way. Just simply let the breathing happen all by itself. And as best you can, bring an attitude of gentle allowing, acceptance. Bring an attitude of compassion and kindness to your experience, whatever it is. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. Just simply allow your experience to be whatever it is, moment to moment. Not trying to force it to be other than it is. Not trying to make it into anything. But just allow it to be and accept it for what it is, moment to moment. And sooner or later, your mind will wander. And this is what happens with the mind. It'll wander away to other thoughts and worries. Wander away to images, sensations. Wander away to your to-do list. It'll wander away to lots of different things. And like I said, this is what the mind does much of the time. When you notice your mind has wandered, just gently congratulate yourself, because this is awareness. And when you are aware, you can choose to come back to your breath. You can choose to come back to your awareness of the contact between your body and the furniture, your feet and the floor. You can come back to the sensations of your breath. Notice the moment-to-moment changes. And you may as well instead, or I should say, you may as well choose to acknowledge briefly where your mind had wandered to. And in a observatory sort of pattern, you can say, ah, there's thinking, there's planning, there's judging, as if you're watching your mind from outside of yourself. There's feeling. And you can gently escort your attention back to the breath, back to the rhythm of the breath, the movement of the breath in the body, back to the contact between your body and the furniture, your feet and the floor. And as best you can, bring a quality of kindness, compassion, allowing, generosity to the experience. See the wanderings of the mind as opportunities to increase your awareness. Bring patience, gentle curiosity, and allowing to your experience, knowing it's natural for the mind to wander. There's no need to force yourself to specifically think of something else, make the thoughts go away, or resolve anything in that moment. Just allow them to be moment to moment as they are. Notice their planning, judging, evaluating, thinking, and bring it back to the breath. Bring it back to the body and the contact between the body, the furniture, and the floor, with compassion and kindness. If you become aware of any bodily sensations, tension, shame, sadness, despair, frustration, urgency in the body, notice them. Acknowledge the sensations. Make some space for them. Don't try to hold on to the sensations and identify with them, which is simply to fuse with them. Instead, make space for it. Open up your heart to the sensations, whatever they may be. Open up some room for the discomfort, for the shame, the criticism, the self-loathing, the impatience, the frustration, the anxiety. Make space for it. Allow it to be there. Make as much space as it needs. It may fill a whole room. It may feel an entire house, a city block, or two. It may fill two football fields. Notice and allow to take up as much space as it feels it needs. Notice the depth of the feeling and the sensations. And as you do, allow yourself to welcome in the experience of that sensation. Watch the sensations as you make space for them change all on their own from moment to moment, all on their own in their unique way. Sometimes the sensations and emotions grow stronger. Sometimes they stay the same. Sometimes they weaken. It doesn't really matter what they do. Just notice the moment-to-moment changes. Breathe in calmly. Breathe into the sensations and out of the sensations. Make room for the discomfort. Make space for it. See how much space it needs. Imagine the breath moving in and to the discomfort. Remembering that the purpose is not to feel differently. The purpose is not to get better, but simply to get better at feeling. To get more comfortable with feeling exactly as it is, not as you wish it to be, not as you think it should be, but to make space for the emotions, the sensations in the body as they present themselves in their raw state. And if perchance you notice a difficulty focusing on the breath because of intense physical sensations or intense emotions, let go of the focus on the breath and shift your focus to the place in your body of discomfort. It could be your chest, your jaw, your tummy. You could feel it all over. It could be a heaviness, a tightness, a numbness. Just shift your attention there. Shift your attention onto that sensation, onto that motion, and into it. Into the discomfort and stay with it. No matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. What does it really feel like? Make room for the discomfort. Allow it to be there. Are you willing to be with it regardless of whatever it becomes, whatever you experience moment to moment? If you notice any repulsion, any resistance, any attempts to minimize, dismiss, or maximize, just notice that as well and bring that into the experience. Notice fear about feeling. Whatever you notice, bring it into the experience. Allow it to be whatever it is. Along with the physical sensations, along with the emotions, you may also notice thoughts about the sensations, thoughts about the thoughts, thoughts about the feelings. You may notice your mind coming up with evaluations, such as dangerous, getting worse, I can't handle this, this is scary. If this happens, simply label those evaluations as thinking, judging, labeling. Return to the present experience as it is in its raw state, not as your mind tells you it is, not as your mind evaluates it to be, judges it to be, assesses it to be. Instead, notice thoughts as thoughts. Notice feelings as feelings. Notice sensations in the body as sensations. And notice any urges as raw urges, behaviors, temptations. Nothing more, nothing less. And to help you notice a difference between your thoughts as they are words going through your head and your interpretation of them. You can silently just say to yourself, worry, catastrophizing, ruminating, dwelling. Whatever is going on, you can give it a label. If you notice yourself judging, call it judging. Otherwise, observe that quality, that experience with kindness and compassion, allowing and curiosity. You are not what your thoughts say you are, but rather as you experience them, no matter how intense, persistent. Just make space, bring compassion, allowing generosity to the experience. Allow it to be as it is, moment to moment. Allow yourself to be present with whatever you're afraid of, with all the doubts, the fears, the worries, the criticisms. Acknowledge their presence. Don't work on them. Don't evaluate them, judge them, criticize them, change them in any way. Just allow them to be what they are. So now we'll practice. So when you're ready, shift your attention to a situation that has been difficult for you. It could be a troubling thought, a worry, a frustration, an image, an intense bodily sensation, a behavior. Shift your attention there, gently, directly, but firmly. Notice the discomfort, no matter how bad it seems. Allowing them to be as they are, rather than what your mind tells you they are. Hold it all in your awareness. Stay with your discomfort and breathe with it. Connect with the contact between the body and the furniture and the floor. Hold it in your awareness, stay with the discomfort, and breathe with it. Make space for it, as much space as it needs, as much depth as it needs. Accepting, allowing, curious, and compassionate. To notice all those things. Bring this back to the forefront of your mind and stay with whatever you experience. And if you notice yourself tensing up, resisting, pushing away from the experience, acknowledge that and see if you can make space for the resistance. For whatever you're experiencing, must these feelings, must these somatic experiences, these urges or thoughts be your enemy? Can you just have it? Notice it, own it, and let it be. Can you make room for the discomfort, for the distress? What does it really feel like moment to moment? How is it changing and in what ways, or is it? Experience it all. Is this experience something you must struggle with? Or can you invite the discomfort? And perhaps you're able to repeat quietly to yourself a version of this in your own words. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience now. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. If the sensations or discomfort grow stronger, stay with them. Breathe with them. Make contact with your body and the floor and the furniture. Accept them. Is this discomfort something you must fight, resist, or repel? Open up space with it. Make compassion for it. Be curious about it. Be allowing. And as you open up and embrace your experience, you may notice new thoughts coming along with new physical sensations. You may see new thoughts about your thoughts, new urges, new sensations, new feelings. When this happens, invite them as well. Soften up and allow to the experience. Become aware of it. Notice if your mind is judging, labeling, evaluating. Dangerous, getting worse, can't handle it. If this happens, simply thank your mind for the labels, for the judgments. Return to the present experience as it is in your body, in its raw state. Notice the thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, emotions as emotions, behavioral urges as urges. Notice nothing more, nothing less. Throughout this exercise, it's important to stay with the experience, stay with the discomfort, as long as it pulls your attention. If you sense that the discomfort, whatever it may be, sadness, shame, self-loathing, self-criticism, anxiety, overwhelm, whatever the discomfort is no longer pulling you for your attention, you can let it go. And you can let it go in a variety of ways. You can imagine breathing it out and encapsulating it into a balloon. You can imagine releasing it with your exhalation and it disintegrates. You can let it go in so many different ways. You can imagine it melting in the hot summer's day. You can imagine it shrinking. Whatever makes sense to you, whatever is helpful for you. And now I'd like you to imagine a beautiful room, and you're at the doorway of this beautiful room. Across the room from you is a more ideal version of yourself, whatever that may be. And in this ideal may be just 5% different, 10% different, 20, 25. And this ideal you may be slightly more confident, more calm, more accepting, more compassionate and forgiving with yourself, whatever it may be. So just imagine this ideal you, be it 5%, 10%, 15% different across the room from you, in some way that's meaningful to you. Take a moment to imagine how that is. There may be many different ways this ideal version of you, just slightly more ideal, is different, but it's important to think of one or two specific ways. this version of you is slightly more ideal by some percentage. And I'd like you to now see the pathway between the you today who stands in the doorway and the ideal you across the room. See the pathway and notice what's blocking your path. Notice what the things are that's blocking your path. It could be expectations and pressures. It could be behaviors. It could be things you're doing or not doing that is blocking your path. Just take a look at that path and see what's getting in your way. And take a moment to decide what it is you need to do to clear the path so that you're able to approach this ideal you. What is it you need to do, believe, change, to clear the path? What is it you need to not do that'll help clear the path? I want you to see that now. And what it is, whatever it is you've decided upon that you need to do or not do, that makes sense now. And that may change the more you do this exercise. I'd like you to see yourself doing that now. And as you clear that path, I want you to feel yourself and see yourself take a step closer to the ideal you. Gradually, eventually, approaching the ideal you, one step at a time. Fusing with that ideal you. Stepping into that body and looking out those eyes. Notice how life is different. Notice how you're seeing the world differently. Notice too how feeling this way is important to you. Notice too how and why life is different and why that's important to you. Feel yourself and see yourself taking steps closer to the ideal you. Gradually, eventually stepping into the body and looking out into the world. Feel the strength, perhaps confidence, determination, calm. Feel what that feels like to be in that body, look out in that way. Knowing you can have that. Take a few more moments to feel that feeling, to see the world through those eyes. Sometimes doing this exercise will be challenging, but it's important to not let that challenge stand in the way of practicing it over and over again. Initially by listening to the recording and then progressing to just doing it in your awakened state, wherever you are, whenever you are. Practice it over and over again. not needing a particular outcome, because these judgments, this pressure will stand in the way of benefiting from it. It'll stand in the way of achieving the peace, the confidence, the calm, whatever shows up for you. There's no right or wrong way to be mindful. But each and every time you practice, it's important to notice how the exercise was beneficial to you that day. And it'll be beneficial in different ways. It may be helpful to track how it was beneficial over the next few weeks, how it was insightful, how it changed your perspective in some way. Remembering, though, that mindful acceptance is like a seedling, needs to be cultivated, watered, practiced to grow. It's a skill. It has many possible results, not just one. You may feel relaxed during one exercise or agitated after another. You may feel a sadness and regret. All of these responses are fine, just as they are. So just take a moment just to quietly reflect upon for yourself how this exercise and in what ways it was beneficial for you today. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.